Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Matt Bergman and Dominic O'Donnell are here. And, you know, this morning at 7 o'clock, I didn't know who my Mary Griffith Show guest would be, but God provide. Because Matt Bergman emails me, people are just so confused about the financial aid application this year, and they don't know how to get it, and they don't know where to get it, and they don't know if it's too late, or they don't know this, or they don't know that. And I know a lot of colleges are really struggling with this because you're not going to have enrollment if people can't afford to go to college. So you're here today to bust some myths and to assure everybody that if they want to go to college this fall, it's not too late to get your FAFSA, which I cannot say anymore, so I'll let you guys say FAFSA. So talk about this. Who wants to go first, Dominic or Matt? Dominic has been deferred to.
I can jump in. Yeah.
Okay, Dominic, jump in, please.
So I think the FAFSA stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. So any college-ready student that is getting ready and is looking to seek any financial assistance, they'll submit the FAFSA, and that will determine whether they're eligible for any additional grants or loans. And the wonderful thing that's happening now with the state of Illinois is we have the Illinois Promise, where if a student is eligible for the Illinois MAP grants and the federal Pell grants, Quincy University will match their full tuition funding. So it's an incredible deal. It's just that a lot of people don't know about it yet. So that's kind of why we're here, to make sure that the, you know, families in Quincy and the surrounding areas, if they are still looking for a college, that we have our doors open. And I mean, we're getting close. We're going to have our freshmen moving on campus pretty soon. But yeah, we would love to have some more. It's such a wonderful school.
There's no time to waste. Let's put it that way. However, you can still go. Now, you mentioned this, and I want you to go into more detail about that. That's not just for QU, right? That's for any Illinois college, this matching thing, or just QU the only one that's doing that?
Well, ours is the Illinois Tuition Promise Program. That is a QU program. There are some other schools that have various versions of different programs across the state of Illinois.
But not all.
So definitely not all.
You need to check into that.
Correct.
And so QU is one of the ones that says, if you get this help from the state of Illinois, we will also help you in addition to that.
Right. If you meet the qualifications for your family income, your family size, and those sorts of things, and you receive the Pell Grant and the state of Illinois grant, then we will basically close the rest of that gap. And your tuition and at QU, books are included in tuition. We have no other real fees associated, except maybe if you're in a lab or something. And all those are incorporated into the cost of tuition. And so you can, if you're a commuter student, come to QU for free.
Wow.
But you got to fill out the FAFSA, and that's where we're here to help you, because this year has been so absolutely crazy, thanks to our friends at the federal government.
Oh. Well, they've tried to make it better, and I think they have, but in the process of trying to make it better, they missed their deadlines for getting it rolled out. So most kids are getting this stuff done in May and June, and in May and June, you couldn't even get on the website yet. So now everybody's like, well, I want to go to college this fall. It's August 8th. I think I better start making some decisions. Now, the good news is a private institution like Quincy University, unless you're absolutely capped out and don't have any more room on campus, you can always take late admissions. And that's one of the benefits of going to a small private school, I imagine. So if somebody's listening today and they're like, you know, I've been kind of been discouraged and I haven't been wanting to go and I thought I'll take a gap year. Dominic O'Donnell, they don't have to take a gap year. They can come to QU, right?
They do not need to take a gap year. They can come this year. I think the college admissions process is intimidating. I think the college selection process is intimidating. And when you fold in something where you have a lot of delays in the FAFSA, it even adds to that. So it really bumped the clock back on, you know, parents and students filing the FAFSA by months. You know, I can't say give enough credit to our student financial services for, you know, navigating this process, but they are getting the FAFSA's process now as quick as possible and trying to get that information out to students and families. As soon as possible. Really, the process starts with the application. You know, we want to see if there are students out there that maybe thought that this wasn't going to be on the table for them. Send an application out. As you mentioned, we're rolling admissions. We are definitely getting close to the start of school, but can absolutely evaluate a transcript, can look at transferable credits for transfer students, offer them an athletic or a academic scholarship directly upon acceptance, and then start working on the financial aid piece of that, which starts by submitting the FAFSA.
Okay. So it's possible for it to happen, and I think that a lot of kids did become discouraged. I want to turn to a broader question now, and Matt Bergman, please hop in on this too. We run right here on this radio station every day, Dave Ramsey, and you know he's not against a college education, but he's saying sometimes a college education is a waste of money, in his opinion. And like he laughs, he goes, people, you know, choose a college based on their football team or something yeah. like that, you know. And I mean, I did not, but I mean, you know, thank God, because the University of Illinois, if that was what they were hiring me for, was the strength of our football team, I don't know what I'd be doing. I'd be scraping dishes somewhere in the back room. But it is interesting why people choose a college. And they often don't really understand what they're looking for. And so talk to me a little bit about why a college education is still important, because some people are now saying trade school or a smaller certification program is really all I need. Talk to us about why a four-year college education or even advanced education, you can get a PhD now, at QU. Why is that still important, Matt Bergman?
Well, you know, everybody's different. And I do think there are people out there that a trade school or a certificate program might be the right fit for them. But research shows that over a person's lifetime, getting that four-year college degree will lead to somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million more in income. And so, you know, if you just look at that research alone and you know of the other intrinsic values of going to a college and having that four-year experience and being on a campus, and, you know, you learn, yes, a lot in a classroom, but you learn so much outside the classroom with extracurricular activities. At QU, so many of our students are involved in athletic programs, intramurals, our service components. We do a day of service, as you know, every year in October. There are so many other facets to that
Your
college experience.
Program is
absolutely
huge.
And growing. We're just getting ready to open a brand new section in our music program. They're going to have their own space on campus that they kind of were a little disjointed before. So yeah, there are so many advantages. Again, it may not be the right fit for every person, but to Dominic's point earlier, you think you're interested, apply. And come talk to us. And, you know, one of the cool things I think that we have on our website, on our what we call our Discover website, if you go to discover.quincy.edu, you can scroll down about halfway down the site, and there is a calculator there that you can plug in either your freshman or transfer, what your GPA was, and what your either ACT or SAT score was, and it will show you, it'll calculate it right there on the screen and show you what your academic scholarship would be. So a lot of times people come to us and say, or we're at a grocery store and we hear somebody tell us, hey, how are things going at QU? I wish my kid could go there. Well, why can't they? Well, we can't afford your price is so high. Well, the price that you pay at any college, that you see on any college's website, is not the price you're going to pay.
If you buy that, it's kind of like buying a car.
Yeah.
You know, depending on demand. Now, lately, we've had to pay sticker price
True.
For cars.
Or more.
But, yeah, depending on demand, I think that's one of the big misnomers is, oh, Quincy University, a private university. If I just look and said, what is your tuition? And that would probably be for somebody that, you know, is a billionaire coming from overseas who's getting no help at all. They're going to pay that full freight, and they don't care. But it is affordable because, like you said, with this promise that you have at QU, if you qualify for Pell Grants and Illinois State Grants, you can go to QU as inexpensively as any state college. So you've absolutely leveled the playing field there. Not that Western Illinois isn't wonderful, but I mean, you don't have to go to Western or go to Illinois. You could go to QU and have the same economic impact. And I think that is critical. But you also mentioned the social component, and no parent out there wants to spend $20,000 or $30,000 a year for their kids to party. But I was talking recently with someone who had the COVID college experience.
Yeah.
And you can't make it up. She'll never be able to have a college experience. She, you know, she leased an apartment and had to pay for it the whole year, even though they sent them home. I mean, it wasn't the landlord's fault. And I was talking to her. I said, you know, there's no way to make that up. There's no way ever to get that back. And for a lot of people, that is a critical part of their jump from childhood to adulthood, is that bridge of college where you're still kind of sheltered a little bit, especially at a small campus, but you're allowed to spread your wings and get your first taste of freedom. So there's a lot of advantages to a four-year degree, even if you end up going into a trade or vocation. There's nothing wrong with learning Shakespeare and literature and expanding your mind, right?
That's right. Liberal arts.
When did we start to devalue book learning so much? What is the deal that some people are really... It's like if you have a college education, they almost look down on you now. That used to be something to be aspired to. What do you think that's going on with that, Dominic?
Negative press sells.
So you definitely,
if there's the worst case scenario, it seems to rise to the top. What Matt was saying, you know, so much of what you learn in college is outside the classroom. It's the full experience. And especially with a liberal arts education, it really doesn't matter what major you're going in. You know, we expect our students to be proficient in what they're studying, but we also expect them to be great writers, understand how to research, the full scope of what a four-year degree should be, both inside the classroom and outside the classroom. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions is that private school is not affordable. There is plenty of ways. Every single student that gets admitted to Quincy University is awarded a merit-based scholarship. So even when you look at an expensive sticker price, you know that based on your grades, test scores coming out of high school or as a transfer student, you're going to be receiving some scholarship funding before any of the FAFSA or the grants.
But that FAFSA is important, and that's why we're here today to talk about that. So if folks are struggling to fill this out, I know that John Wood just had a FAFSA event where they don't care where you're going to school, John Wood or wherever. I mean, if somebody wants to call Quincy University, are you going to walk them through that, or do you have an event that's coming up, or how is this going to work? Because some people, no matter how many times we announce FAFSA filings or whatever they're called, there's still people who don't know. So if somebody's listening today and says, you know what, my grandson said he isn't going to go to college this fall. He's just going to sit out a year. I think, you know, I want him to at least try. How can they, do they just call your office?
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the most wonderful things about Quincy University is customer service, personalized attention, working with students and families one-on-one. It starts with us in the admissions office, but we also have wonderful financial aid counselors. So any student, any family, any grandparent, any parent that has any questions about the FAFSA, they can call. Just call the main university and say, I'd like to talk to somebody about their FAFSA. And we have multiple people that would be willing to help out and walk them through and maybe, you know, right off the bat, just dispel some of the myths about it, but also kind of get into the individual component of that and helping students one-on-one or helping families one-on-one with, you know, the specific questions they have as they're under that. It's a daunting document. I guess I should say it's scary when you first look at the FAFSA. Once you really start getting into it, it's just really a matter of transferring your information over to another piece of
form.
Information to another form.
Right.
And it is intimidating, but that's where we're here to help and to kind of help them over that hump.
And you don't just have to come in and do that. We have several of our counselors and even our vice president who have been doing Zoom sessions with families who have been, you know, share your screen with us. I'm going to walk you through it. One of the problems with the form right now is that some of the language in it is weird and people don't understand it. It's got some double negatives, things like that. And so he's able to sit there and say, I know it says X, but you have to think of it this way and then put this in the box. So, you know, we're really trying to think outside of the box and figure out ways that we can help families in Zoom sessions and phone calls, and then individual appointments are just one of the ways we're doing that.
Well, maybe one of the ways you can help is call the people who made out the form and say double negatives are grammatically incorrect. Why don't you hire somebody from Quincy University that knows this, and they won't put that in there. Okay, contact QU if you need any help. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about Quincy University, all the great things that it offers. My mom went to Quincy University. All my aunts went to Quincy University. Everybody in my family, well, not my dad, but, you know, my mom's side of the family, we're all brown and gold all the way through. So, and my husband also, a proud QU alum. So a lot of great things happening right here in Quincy, Illinois. And it's not too late if you've been on the sidelines. Maybe you're a high school graduate who thought, well, this is too much of a hassle this year, I'll take a gap year. Or if you're sitting there going, one more person has been hired above me on the food chain at my work because they have a college degree and I don't. Now's the time to get back, and they'll work with your schedule. You probably don't even have to quit your job. You can probably do both. We'll take a break. Head up to the URSA Farmers Cooperative. We'll be right back. It is 9:41. I'm joined today by representatives from Quincy University, Dominic O'Donnell and Matt Bergman. And, you know, we're talking today just a little bit about college. We've heard lots of stories in the news lately about some colleges are having serious enrollment problems. I know at my alma mater, the University of Illinois, a fact I find fascinating, and again, I think this is all driven by finances, is 15% of the student body at the University of Illinois is from China. Now, I think we all know why that is. It's a major research center. And I'm sure those Chinese people are paying the full freight. You know, the University of Illinois is not looking for ways to give away money. They're underfunded as it is. So they're looking for ways to get in the full freight of people that are going to, you know, pay the bill. So I know that attracting an enrollment base is always something that everyone has to worry about. Quincy University has always had a nationwide scope, being a Franciscan college. You're small, you're Franciscan, you've got a lot of niche markets that you hit, and people are very attracted by that. You know, the small class size, the one-on-one attention by your professors. A lot of people go to a major, major university, whatever that means, and they get swallowed up, and they might as well not have gone because they don't get anything out of it. So tout the adventures and advantages of going small and local to school or traveling across the United States to come to QU, because I'm sure there's people. My cousin came all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because her mom had gone to QU. She went to QU. It, a lot of times alumni do send their kids back here, don't they?
It's really rewarding to see the children of alums that attend. You know, Matt's an alum, I'm an alum. You know, so we've got a certain level of pride that for any, you know, anybody that walks in our doors. And it's really neat to see the recruiting, just kind of where the base comes from, of the students that really come from all four corners of the U.S. and internationally. We have just under 100 international students with a ton of different countries represented. A lot of them play athletics is a big draw for that, but that just adds to that overall geographical diversity on campus. And you know, you talk about, you know,
that adds to the college experience.
College experience
again.
Exactly.
That is, you know, that's something that, you know, when you're looking at a college, you should kind of look. Do they have a lot of different kinds of people? Because I'm going to be there for 4 years, and I want to broaden my horizons. A lot of people say Quincy, Illinois. Why would you go to the middle of God's nowhere? What are you going to learn there? Well, if you're bringing in all these people from all over and you're in this small melting pot that's being stirred every day, you're going to have access to cultures from all over the world.
Absolutely. And it's so neat to watch those relationships develop and the friendships that are formed. You know, again, talking about so much of what you learn is outside of the classroom. That's one of those things that you don't really expect when you're coming into college. You expect to get a degree. You expect to get trained. So after 4 years, you're going to be able to jump into the marketplace, to go on to a doctorate program or a master's degree, you don't expect to, you don't foresee the relationships that come and what you can gain from having friends that are from California or Scotland or Southern Florida or all the different places where students come from.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And so 100 students on your campus are from foreign countries?
Yeah, from foreign countries.
Wow. I know I've met a few of the French ones because they come in every once in a while, a group I'm in, they come and participate with us. It's nice to have native French speakers speak to us, and that's always fun. When you know, I think another thing that I like about Quincy University is, I mean, it's that friend. It's not just Catholic. It's not just Christian. It's not just Catholic. It's Franciscan. And I have two friends. They call themselves Franciscan Jews. They were athletes. They were athletes at Quincy University. They have not given up their Jewish religion. They have not converted to Catholicism, but they have converted to the Franciscan way of life, and they call themselves Franciscan Jews. Talk a little bit about that component of not just reading and writing and arithmetic, but building a better, well-rounded citizen for the rest of their life.
Well, you know, as you know, Franciscan friars founded the university back in 1860, and for years and years and years, most of the employees were Franciscan friars. Well, fast forward to 2024, we still have a few Franciscan friars on campus, but we like to say we don't have as many habits around the campus, but we have just as many Franciscan hearts. And through our campus ministry program, through our options for service, and our focus on things like our day of service, we really stress those Franciscan values with students, and it's really a part of everything that we do, from our orientation sessions to our inauguration to just the general classrooms and things you see around campus. We try to weave in those Franciscan values and to keep that spirit alive on campus.
What percentage of folks that go to QU are Catholic? Because, I mean, I think of it as a Catholic school, but I imagine that I'm going to be surprised by your answer, I'm sure. Do you ask that question?
Yeah, we do. Oh, okay. And I want to say it was in the 30-40 percent range.
Your Catholic university is only 30% Catholic. So you're basically, like you said, you're teaching them values that transcend any one dogma or any one mm-hmm. religious devotee. You'll accept people from all walks of life, and the things you're teaching them, the way of St. Francis, is a way of life that, you know, is in addition to whatever spiritual belief they already bring with them. And there's no problem with that, with kids not being Catholic. I think that a lot of people would be surprised by that. Is that surprising to people when you recruit them and they say, well, I'm not Catholic, what would I get out of going to QU?
It doesn't take long to feel the welcoming spirit that's on campus for families that come on, whether that's their first visit or whether they're moving their child onto campus, you know, beginning a freshman year. And that really comes into that Franciscan nature, that Franciscan tradition. And it's something we're very proud of. It's neat to see a family that maybe has no religious background, maybe attended public schools, you know, through grade school and high school, to feel that energy that comes around that encompasses a lot. It's, you know, be good to your community, be good to your neighbor, be a good steward of the world. All of those, you know, those things that come along with our Franciscan traditions.
You know, it's funny because in public school, of course, they can't teach the Ten Commandments or anything. So we had Covey's Seven mm-hmm. Habits, and now we have the house system, and we're always coming up with something to get morality into these kids because we realize how important it is. Well, at Quincy University, they don't have to manufacture anything artificially. You are welcome, but here are some of our principles and values that we hope will kind of infuse in you. And of course, the best way to infuse that is not by opening up their head and forcing it down their throat, but by watching your fellow students. And I'm sure you have some big changes in people's attitudes, because you get kids that come from really big cities, especially to play sports here, and they meet a different kind of person at Quincy University. It's kind of a kinder, gentler little campus, isn't it? I would think
it's just such a wonderful place. And you know, to give a shout out to the city of Quincy as well, we are really blessed to be in a community like Quincy and partner up so well as a university with the city, that I think that's one of the most shocking things when you have a student that comes from Chicago or comes from Los Angeles or comes from, you know, a giant metroplex, where they come in and realize that we really have a solid economic foundation and have a lot of outlets and resources, and there's, you know, decent shopping and great restaurants. And then they look at on a micro scale and realize that they're at a community that, you know, within their college and their, you know, their university that loves them and embraces them for who they are and wants them to grow and all of those tenets that you could ever want out of college experience. We can provide for them, yeah. and we're proud of it.
I had a University of Illinois graduate on with me yesterday, and we were talking about, we were on campus at the same time, and of course we didn't know each other, but again, how could, now if I'd been on campus with him at QU, I would have known him. I'm not going to know my class of 8,000. Gee whiz, I didn't know everybody, much less his class of 8,000, and we were in the same class. I'll never say anything bad about the University of Illinois, but I will say this. I have no personal relationship with any of my professors, nor do I have any. I mean, I look back on my academic time there, and it was rigorous, and it was strenuous, and I'm glad I went there. But as far as my college experience, the things that impacted me the most were not teachers per se, because they were talking to large groups. It's like, here I am, I'm an expert in this field, I'm going to ramble on now, you take notes, and if you're lucky, you'll absorb some of my genius. Whereas there seems to be a much more give and take in the classroom when you have a small class size. So we're going to continue our conversation about Quincy University. I still love the University of Illinois. It's just, you know, I mean, it will swallow you up. Well, when you go to your freshman orientation, now this would never be something the president of QU would say. Get all the freshmen assembled this fall at QU. Look to your left and look to your right. One of the three of you is not going to be here in January. We're going to flunk a third of you. We're going to flunk a third of you because we don't have room for you. So you better study hard because a third of you aren't going to be here no matter what. Oh, welcome my. To campus. Okay, that was my freshman orientation.
Wow.
After I got done crying, I was able to carry on. We'll be back.
And you know what's funny?
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that was worth putting the headphones on for.
That was worth putting the headphones on, Matt. Dominic's over here going, oh, please don't let it be anything bad. Oh, please don't let it be anything bad. That's
wonderful. That was very nice.
That's wonderful. You know, QU has been such an integral part of our community for so long. And, you know, I chose to go away to school. My brother chose to go away to school. And, you know, I came back. And my brother lives in Dallas now. But it's just amazing what that institution has meant to this town. And yet, you are isolated in many ways. People drive around you.
Yep.
We don't drive through the campus. We drive around you. And so we forget sometimes that you are there. But you make an economic impact in our community with all the employees. Good Lord, you know what that is?
It's over $60 million a year that we provide as an economic impact. And last time we ran the numbers, 47% of our graduates that came from outside the area to Quincy ended up staying here and working here. So
and well, we can all name them. We know
absolutely.
Like, I mean, these people are gone now, but like Jim Mintesti and Reggie Coleman,
yep,
and all these people that came down to QU to get an education here and liked this town and said, "There's advantages for me here that I don't have up
yep
north."
And where would we be without QU? If you think about all those wonderful people that have, you know, been institutions in this town and continue to be. Mm-hmm. And we're just such a net importer of talent that I don't know that people always really think about that angle of it, that what we bring to the table. And
well,
as Dominic
mentioned, net importer of talent, anybody that's got an advanced degree to teach at a university, those are the kind of people you're trying to attract to your community. I
yep
mean, obviously. Real quick question. Are you having enrollment problems? I mean, we know Western Illinois University is. Are you having enrollment problems? And are you having financial problems?
So we are still working, as we mentioned, on this year's class. Last year we had the largest class in 50 years. We had the largest class before that in 30 years. We will not have the largest class in 30 or 50 years. And the majority of that is due to all these challenges with FAFSA, and we've had such a delay in the process. We've had so many students that have just given up in the process. We're still going to have a good year. We don't really know what those numbers quite look like yet because kids are literally still signing up day by day by day. Coaches are still...
It's still possible.
So we're looking forward to a great year. You know, we are starting new programs. So, I mean, we're moving full steam ahead with everything. Engineering starts this fall, mechanical, electrical. We can't say exactly what they are, but we have two doctorate programs coming in the health sciences. And so those will be coming in a year or so. And I'm hoping in the next couple months we'll be able to announce that because those are going to be really exciting too.
That's great.
With able to get, you know, and Quincy is such a unique town because when we start those doctoral programs, you will have a town of this size that you can get a Catholic faith-based education from preschool through a graduate or through a doctorate degree.
Through a doctorate. It's unparalleled anywhere. Well, we hope that your enrollment will continue to climb. We know that just like COVID ruined the college experience for a group that can never get that back, with this maybe a blip year. I hope it's not. I hope Quincy University can get really good enrollment numbers this year. You won't be alone if you don't, because everybody's fighting the blip of the FAFSA blip, but hopefully everything will be okay. Again, if you need help filling out that FAFSA, if you're discouraged and think, I can't afford college, you are not seeing the whole picture. With this special program they have, that if you get a Pell Grant and Illinois State Aid, Quincy University will fill the gap. It will cost you no more to go to Quincy University than it would to Western or University of Illinois or any other public school in Illinois. So don't think you have to choose a public school just because it's less expensive. It is not. So let them help you with that. Dominic, always good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Matt, it's like you're the grandfatherly figure and Dominic's the wild freshman. You know?
And what's funny about that is we actually went to school together.
Yeah.
Grade school, high school.
You look like his grandpa, and Dominic looks like his nephew, you know? I mean, that's just the way. Their styles are different.
I guess that's good for
you. That's good. It's a different style. We love it.